Well, good morning and welcome to Chelmsford Citadel. We welcome those who are joining online this morning, and it's great to see so many happy faces here in the hall with us this morning as we come together to worship our Lord and to give thanks for his love in our lives. Just a few extra announcements this morning. The newsletter will be coming out electronically during this morning, and copies will be made available during coffee time after the meeting. Today we have another one of the teams going out on the emergency van down on Horse Guards Parade today. So we thank Major Ian, Linda and Adrian Hampel and Sue Smith for manning that van for us today between 12 and 6. And then tomorrow's team, with an early start at 6 a.m. start, leaving on the 4:10 train in the morning, Ian, myself, Sarah, Linda Hampel again, she's a glutton for punishment, and Joe McIntosh. So we thank God for the opportunity of being able to serve others as they go to pay their respects to Her Majesty the Queen. Oh, thanks go to the band and songsters as well. What an amazing night it was last night. My lips are still recovering from playing, and Phil doubling up in both bands as well, with Newham and Avery band as well. But a great concert, raising a really decent total last night of over £600 towards the Salvation Army's work in Ukraine. So thank you to everyone and to the songsters as well, who supported that event, and all of you who came too. Next week's meeting will be held here at 10 a.m, but it's going to be led by our area officer, Joe Justice, Major Joe Justice, and she's going to be coming leading the meeting. Ian and I will still be here. This is a pre-booked DHQ visit to lead the service next week. And then Major Ian and I will be away from the 27th of September for a couple of weeks. So we're very grateful to Tonya Smith, who's going to be leading Harvest Sunday the following week, and then to Alex Campbell as well, who's going to be leading National Homelessness Sunday for us here. If you haven't had opportunity to do so already and you would like to, there is a book of condolence where you're able to leave and write your personal message, and we will ensure that that gets back to the royal family after those messages have been completed. A reminder to all of us as well, obviously you'll probably be aware already that at 8 p.m, as a nation, we will be still and have a moment to reflect, a 1 minute silence, as we reflect on the life and the legacy of Queen Elizabeth II. We're going to share together by singing together just now, song number 359. It's an amazing song to start with. It's a very powerful song. Eternal God, our song we raise. A song which draws us to Christ, a song that reminds us that he has conquered sin and death itself, and that he has power to enable all of us, each of us, to trust in him in all things. And we bring our thanks to him today. Let's stand to sing, shall we? And let's raise our voices together in praise. Christ has overcome the world, conquered the power of sin and death, and offered us the gift of life eternal with him. And to be enjoying that eternal life as we live in the Spirit in our own lives each day, as he guides us and directs us and helps us in all things. That was an amazing sing, everyone. You're obviously in very excellent voice today. They're going to enjoy it on the playback after, definitely. Well, we're going to turn to scripture in a moment together, but first of all, we're going to sing a beautiful chorus, a very simple chorus, a chorus which helps us to just think about the faithfulness of God in our own lives, helps us to think about the situations that perhaps we are facing, the things that, and the people who are needed in our prayers. We think of those within our own core family who are far from well. And we just pray God's blessing upon them today. So we're going to take a minute just now as we sing this beautiful chorus, Faithful God, All-Sufficient One, I worship you. Let's just take a moment in that quietness to just bring ourselves before the Lord, to ask him to prepare our hearts this day as we thank him for the opportunity to worship together and to bring others before his throne of grace. Shalom, my peace, my strong deliverer. I lift you up, faithful God. Lord, we would just pray this morning that as we open your word together and as we see the beauty of the poetry that was written, as we see the empathy and the feeling and the emotion of your servant David, as he wrote in the Psalms, how you were faithful to him, how you helped him, even in his times of difficulty and trouble. You were there, Lord, and you promised to be there for each one of us. We would just pray, Lord, in this time of mourning for Queen Elizabeth II, we would just pray, Lord, that you would just help us in our reflections to see her life of service and to be able to look at our own too. We give you thanks, Lord, for her life and her influence. And for ourselves, Lord, as we think about living with courage, We would just pray that you would help each one of us to be able to know that you are a faithful God indeed, who is there to help us in all circumstances of life. And all God's soldiers said, Amen. Amen. We're going to turn in scripture together to Psalm 91. I'm sure that this psalm will make you think of a song straight away, and you'll probably be singing it in your head at the same time. Beautiful words in that psalm that was written about the faithfulness of God throughout all generations. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. Cue for another song. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command the angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Beautiful words, aren't they, written by the psalmist. They've inspired so many writers and to write songs that speak to our hearts, just as that psalm speaks to our heart today. He who dwells in the shadow of the Almighty, what a place to be. I pray that we may know that God is there for us in that way, that we can pray to Him, that we can seek Him. Even sometimes when we don't have the words to say, God knows our need. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue Him. May we know His love in our lives this day. We're going to sing a chorus together, number 601 in the Salvation Army songbook. Words are on the screen for us. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love. And we ask in the chorus, hold me close. Let your love surround me. Let's stand to sing, shall we? And then we're going to share in a corporate prayer together.
and we remain standing as we share in a prayer together based around 1 John chapter 1 verse 38. Let's share together in this prayer as we make it our own. And the prayer's on the screen as we read. Open our eyes, Lord Jesus, to the world around us. Show us what we should see, but from which we hide our eyes. Show us how people live in this world and the reality of their days. Give us courage to do what you ask and to come and see. Open our eyes, Lord Jesus, to the shape of your kingdom. Show us what life could be like if only we could see. Show us what we can do to change things forever with you. Give us courage to have a vision and to come and see. Open our eyes, Lord Jesus, to the evil all around us. Show us what we should see, but what we fail to notice. Show us what people are saying to us and what they long for. Give us courage to be where you are and to come and see. Amen.
And Lord, we would just make that our prayer, that you would just really open our eyes, that you would give us vision, that you would allow us to see need in our own communities, that you would give us that love of you, Lord, that would just flow out and pour out of us and reach out to others. Lord, we give you your rightful place in our lives this day, and we would pray that you would give us courage to step out to be where you want us to be, that you would give us the courage to come and see just what you have in store for us, Lord, when we faithfully serve you and follow you. Lord, we would just pray that you would give us courage in our weakness, that you would give us joy in our service, that, Lord, one tiny way at a time, Lord, that you would allow us to share in the ministry of your Holy Spirit working in and through our lives. Lord, make us fit vessels for your service. Give us courage, Lord. Help us to do what you ask of us, and help us to step out in boldness and to live with courage in our hurting world. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. There are some beautiful choruses, aren't there, in the Salvation Army songbook. It's just unfortunate that they're not all in one section now where we can find them easily. If you flick through, they're interspersed through our paper songbooks. But we're going to share in a chorus together just now, before we have opportunity for those in our congregation to be able to share their prayers. Perhaps you have been thinking of others who need our prayers in a special way today. Perhaps you are wanting that courage to step out with God. Perhaps you have prayers of thankfulness to raise to the Lord this morning. But we're going to sing that simple chorus, 594. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Just that simple line repeated over as we sing together.
Oh,
Let's share in prayer together. Let there be someone with that voice prayer this morning.
Again this morning that we have this opportunity to come and bring our prayer and concerns to you. Dear Lord, many of us will have been moved over this last 10 days or so over the way that people are honouring our Queen. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for her service and for her commitment to you. And we pray, dear Lord, for tomorrow when many people will either be in London or watching on the televisions the funeral service. And we just ask that you will be with all the members of the royal family and be with them during their sadness, we pray. Dear Lord, we come to you also with our own prayers and concerns. Many of us have problems within our family where people need urgent prayer and healing. And we just ask, dear Lord, that you will honour those prayers as we put our trust in you. For your name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Let's make that chorus our own prayer as we sing again. May God hear and answer your prayers this morning. It's great we have the singing company with us, and Sarah's going to come and lead our young people. And we look forward to hearing your message this morning.
Thank you.
young people, that was so lovely. We can't bring ourselves to clap because it was so beautiful how you sung. So we thank you, a huge thank you this morning for sharing with us. When we were thinking about the meeting this morning and thinking about this topic of living with courage, we think of so many different scenarios, don't we, where people are living with courage, where they are stepping out and living difficult lives, but doing it with grace. We think about people who are in difficult personal circumstances, and we see them living with courage, sharing difficulties with one another in families, trusting in God above all things. We read earlier, didn't we, in Psalm 91, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty and know," as the young people were singing, "that he is God when we're still before him." I've seen lots of different things on the television recently about people putting trust in one another. I think before here at this core, you've had some of the gentlemen going in a circle, trusting one another to sit on each other's knees. Now, I'm big on risk assessment, so I was thinking that's a bit much. Yeah, I've already had to use my first aid skills. I don't want to use them again. So I thought, no, I'm not going to use that example this morning. Do we have any children of the 60s or 70s or 80s here? Let's have a... Yes? So, children, do you know what this is? What is it? What's it called? Can you remember? A Rubik's Cube, that's right. Whoever, without cheating, I'm putting that out there, whoever, without cheating, could complete a Rubik's Cube? Alistair? No. Lorna? You used to be able to? You can complete a Rubik's Cube. Seriously? Right, well, I've just found my two volunteers for this morning then. Would you like to come up and help me, Lorna? No? Oh, I'm going to need another. I'm going to... It's got a thing missing, I know, I'm sorry. I'm not Now, before we start to twiz the Rubik's Cubes, Lorna's just stated that there's a sticker missing on that original Rubik's Cube. I wonder why that might be. For frustrated people who would peel a sticker and can get the last one, you know. Perhaps that might have happened in the Mountford house at some point. Okay, what I'd like you to do is try and complete two sides for us this morning. On your marks, get set, and obviously you've already started. There's a programme on the TV, we'll talk while they turn and twist. There's a programme on the TV called Taskmaster. Anybody watch that? Yeah, lots of different challenges. Some silly ones, some dangerous ones, some risky ones where people have to take courage of, jumping off the side of a cliff with attached to rope, or try to be as brave as their friend. In life, we get lots of different challenges, don't we, in life? Some of which include living with courage, where we have to go outside of ourselves and find that deep strength to face challenges that come our way. Now, this is a simple challenge in life today, but it does give us some of the emotional reactions about when we meet challenges. Is it easy?
No.
No.
I'm trying to remember what I used to do, but I'm struggling. Still struggling.
Okay, so still struggling in that. How about you, Zonda?
I'm almost done.
Oh, you're doing quite well, Luke. We've got good shapes coming on. It's not always easy, is it, when a challenge lies before us? It's not always easy either to stick with things, is it, when challenges come? I think I might have been the stick appealer. Shall I just put? Yeah, that might have been me. I think sometimes in life we have challenges, don't we, where we stick with them for so long and then we say, do you know what? I'm over this, in Lorna's words. Yeah. Sometimes in life there are those challenges that come our way that they really test us, don't they? They really make us stop and think. And very often when challenges come our way, it's then we remember to ask God for his help. But how much better if every day, at the start of each day, we're coming before the Lord and asking him to reign in our lives, to be all that we need. How are we doing now? A yellow stick has dropped off now as well. Oh, the whole face. You see, now that ages me, doesn't it, if that's the original? Yeah, if my Rubik's Cube's dropping apart, probably bits of me next. So we come across things in our lives, don't we? They're a little bit tricky. Sometimes they take a bit longer to sort than others. Sometimes they just can't be sorted. Because there are just some things that come our way and we just have to say, we'll roll with it. But we can think of so many times, can't we, in our news stories where we have seen again and again people stepping out in courage to help one another. It was such a shame, wasn't it, about those two police officers being injured in London. But I'm sure that those who were around them stepped out in courage at the time to help them in their moment of need. We see people of courage, don't we? I think there's a film somewhere where a gentleman is stuck with his arm stuck in a boulder. Any of you watched that film? Mountaineer, stuck. Has to decide, does he want to live and lose his arm, or does he want to live, not live, and be stuck? Big decisions of courage and boldness.
Are we going to be up here until we've done it?
Do you know what? I think you can. I'm going to let you go and take them down to your seats, okay? But thank you. Keep going. We'll look at those two sides complete at coffee time. So there are many situations in our lives, aren't there, where we will, at one point or another, need to find courage. Sometimes we need to find courage, don't we, to speak out about our own faith as well. To say that, where are you going on Sunday? Do you want to come to my house, children, your friends might say, and you say, no, I'm sorry, I can't come. Why? Why can't you come? Are you the one who says, just because? Or are you the one who says, because I'm going to worship God? And as adults, it's no different, is it? Do we take the opportunity, do we have the courage to speak out about our faith to others? A challenge for each one of us to be bold in our witnessing, in our love for God. Just now we're going to hear the message from the songsters, and then we're going to share together in our offering afterwards. Thank you. Thank you. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been able to give of ourselves this week. And we would pray, Lord, as this offering has been given, that, Lord, it will be used to help those in this community who are in need right now. Lord, we thank you because we're able to open our doors, we're able to reach out into our local community, we're able to meet people's needs in your name. And we would pray, Lord, that whoever needs that support this week, Lord, that they will be met with love, that they will be met with people who care. And Lord, we just thank you for opportunities that are ours of just being your disciples where you have placed us. So Lord, we would pray that as we offer back to you this week the gifts that you have given to us, first of all, Lord, that you would help us to be bold, to take courage, and to share our faith with others. Amen. Amen. Just now we're going to hear the message from the band. Thank you. Thank you, band. Such love. Claiming the debt I owe, oh Jesus. Such love. We're going to turn in scripture together to Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 to 14. Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me, writes Paul, has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly. So there we see words of Paul the Apostle. Paul, who was imprisoned for standing up for his faith. We'd seen that Paul had been persecuted so many times, hadn't he? As he himself had been converted and came to bring that message to the Gentiles as well as the Jews. We see that Paul writes in Scripture about having courage, about his faith, his example, being an example to others. We see about Paul himself saying, because he had spoken out the word of God, that others were now openly and more courageously and fearlessly speaking out the word of God when it could have had them imprisoned too. But they stood firm in their faith, didn't they? They spoke out for God and for their love of him and his love of them. When we think about courage, we know courage is defined as a strong desire to live, taking the form of a readiness at the same time to die. He that will lose his life, the same shall save it. We see many examples, don't we, of people who risk their lives for others, who do not think for a well, I'm sure they think in a split second about what decision to make to help someone else. We think about people like sailors, risking their lives, taking care of one another as a crew together. And if in the case of danger, helping one another and just stepping out as a team to reach out and to show that courage for others. We think about people like mountaineers who go and do the mountain rescue, putting their lives at risk in terrible circumstances, lifeboat personnel, soldiers surrounded by enemies to save the lives of others, and even our own police force, as we saw in the news yesterday. In a short excerpt written by the Christian ethic writer Stanley Hewer, he was writing to his godson and he wrote this on this topic of courage. Usually courage is identified with dramatic and heroic acts. Though I certainly don't think it's a mistake that many associate courage with heroism. I want to propose to you, he wrote, that courage is an everyday virtue. The courageous usually don't think of themselves as intentionally heroic. That's because courage has been such an integral part of their lives that they seldom think they should try to be courageous. We hear, don't we, phrases like, oh, I was just doing my job, in response to a courageous act. Courageous people don't stop to think that they should act courageously. They aren't always aware of their courage or the courageous thing that they have just done or seen it to be a big thing. Courage, like most other virtues, isn't something that you try to be brave. Instead, you discover sometimes that you have courage after the fact of the thing that you've already done. It's a spur of the moment thing sometimes, isn't it, to show courage and to, in that moment, take that courageous step. Paul writes in Scripture of having courage when the heat is on, when life gets difficult, and when trusting God becomes the all in all. So much that the virtue of courage is instantly there because of the hope of heaven that we share as Christians. Paul writes in Philippians 1, verses 12 to 14, as we've just read, "Now I want you to know that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel," Paul writes, "that he was in chains for Christ. And because of his imprisonment, most of the brothers and sisters," he said, "now have become more confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear because of his example of the virtue of courage in adversity." Because of Paul's imprisonment for his faith, because he took this act of being imprisoned and still chose to praise the Lord in every circumstance of life, as Scripture would have taught him through his life. Paul trusted in God and still preached the good news of God, showing his God-given courage in that situation and having great influence on those around him. We know that several times he was imprisoned during his ministry since his conversion. Saul, now Paul, spoke out to be the apostle to the Gentiles, enduring much suffering in his life, including beatings, being shipwrecked, being stoned, arrested for preaching the gospel. He lived and spoke with courage due to the call of God upon his life. As we look to the call of God this morning on our own lives, God tells us to put our faith in him in Scripture, and we are to take his word for ourselves. Psalm 56 verses 3 and 4 remind us, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. And in Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, that's a clear verse for us as well as we step forward into our future days with God the Father going ahead of us by his Holy Spirit's presence so that we can live lives of courage. 31:6 in Deuteronomy reminds us, "Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or terrified because of others, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Our faith and our trust in God, it provides us, doesn't it, with the courage that we need to overcome challenges, difficulties, bereavements, losses. It helps us to find the courage to take the next step forward, knowing that God has promised to be with us in every circumstance of life. It helps to banish our fears when we take heart God's word and step out in courage and faith. To do what the Lord says, even in the most difficult of circumstances, we know we have to put our faith and trust in God. What does that mean for you? What does that mean for me this week? God's people saved to serve, to love God and to love others where God has placed us. How courageous will we be when the opportunity arises this week to speak about our own faith and why we trust in God and why we can rely on him despite things that people know are happening in our lives? I pray that God will use every single one of you if you take those opportunities this week. He will prepare those moments where you're able to share your faith and give the glory to him in your life for his faithfulness as you trust in him. So today as a nation, we continue to mourn, don't we, the loss of Queen Elizabeth II and the royal family. We think of them as they are preparing to step out behind that gun carriage tomorrow with courage in a time of their personal loss, but on public display, giving honour to their mum, to their grandma. we know to be courageous in our lives of faith. We need to remember that God commands us to be strong and courageous, not in our own strength, but in the strength that he gives. And we know that one day God will reward our courage and our firmness and surety of faith as we one day face him face to face. And Christ has overcome sin and death and darkness. We sung that beautiful hymn at the beginning, didn't we? Christ has overcome the world. So may we trust in God's word. May we take his promises for ourselves. May we be courageous in speaking out for him when we have the opportunity to do so. And as we live to honour God in all that we do, may our love for him and may his love shine through in our lives. When we consider all the things that we could be afraid of, we can see why those words, "Don't be afraid, my peace is with you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, but trust in me," God says to each one of us. Daniel, we all know his story, don't we? And his challenging moments in that lion's den, because he continued in his faith. But he wrote, "Be strong and of good courage." And we know that courage is always an act of faith, because the courageous person acts on what they believe despite any threat around. So may the Lord indeed fuel our courage with faith and belief this week, as we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We're going to sing together song number 836 in the Salvation Army songbook. It's a beautiful chorus that allows us just a moment to pause and to reflect. Perhaps we need to be asking for God to renew in our lives that courage of speaking out in our faith, or perhaps even to renew our faith itself in Christ and our commitment to him. God is faithful in every circumstance. May we be encouraged, as the Apostle Paul, to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly this week. Let's sing together. He is able, more than able. Let us pray together for a moment. Lord, we just bring ourselves before you, and we would just ask that you would reveal to us what you would have us be. We see so many instructions in Scripture that we should take heart, that we should stand firm, that you should be our sure foundation in our life, so that no matter what storms may come around us, that you are the rock on which we build our lives. You are the one in which we just place our lives this day. Lord, we know that so many circumstances in life can just draw us away from our relationship with you, but we would just ask, Lord, that you would just come, that you would speak to our hearts by your Holy Spirit today. That you would meet our need. Lord, we see in Scripture that when Saul became Paul, so many of his habits changed. No longer was he persecuting the Christians, but he was following you himself, committing himself to you and to your ministry on earth. Lord, we would just pray that perhaps this day, as we think about living with courage in adversity and in our faith in you, Lord, we would pray, increase our faith. We're going to have a prayer come up on the screen in a moment. It's a prayer of consecration. And I would ask that you would stand with me before our Father God. And if you are able to make this prayer, I would ask you to join with me. Let's stand. Lord Jesus Christ, I am no longer my own but yours. In gratitude for your saving death on my behalf, I offer my life to you afresh. Call me to the mission of your kingdom and open my eyes to the spiritual needs of those around me. Give me your love and compassion for the lost and strengthen me with your grace to serve them and be a blessing to them. Send me in the power of your Holy Spirit to witness to the gospel and reveal you to those I meet. Teach me how to make disciples and where I need to change my attitude, lifestyle and habits. I freely and wholeheartedly commit myself to this call, knowing that amen. For those of you who are able to make that prayer of consecration, I pray God's blessing upon you. And for those of you who have needed to think more, I pray God's blessing upon you too as you seek him in your life. We're going to sing in closing together, song number 725, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. We'll remain standing to sing. and a benediction together. God is our light, our hope, our all in all. Christ is our home, our life, our joy. As our worship together concludes, our service in Christ's name continues. May his grace and mercy give us courage to live life to its fullest and to demonstrate his coming kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. To join us in coffee just now and to take the opportunity to sign the book of condolence. We give thanks today for the beautiful flowers as well from Ray and Ev in memory.